I'm here standing at the Arts Center of the Capital Region in the exhibition space for Warenfetischismus, Commodity Fetishism by Jamie Rodriguez. In the exhibition, there are oil paintings of nature landscapes between these installations, which tend to have long names. So we have Popularity, Integration, The Universal Game, Zwischenzug, Spiritual Algorithm, and Game Transcension. Think Tank Paradigm Shifts is one title. Has a very kind of tropical look, maybe a little bit alluding to colonialism. There's some tiles, there's some tropical birds, bread and corn, tangerines and a hammer, plantains, sugar, and Lysol.
This is Sina Bazila Hickey reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Not far from our studio in downtown Troy is the Arts Center of the Capital Region. I came here to visit the current exhibition and to talk with their curator.
My name is Belinda Colon, and I am the curator at the Arts Center of the Capital Region.
I walked through the exhibition that took its name from the Karl Marx theory of commodity fetishism and noticed references to communism, war, fast food, colonialism, environmental abuse, folklore, and so much more. I tried to take it all in.
This is so fascinating. There's so much to take in. Mm-hmm. You don't quite get the gist of it from a photograph. You really have to kind of be here.
So with this exhibit, Jamie Rodriguez was very interested in having the audience and the viewer take from it what they felt their experience had warranted, right? So like plantains or Lysol, is that talking about COVID? Is it talking about, you know, a grandmother who used Lysol all the time? Is it, you know, a corporation? Is it specific to any particular theme? And so when you walk around this gallery exhibit, you see the beauty of his painting, you see the skill in his sculpture and creation, but you also see a little bit of hardness, you see a little bit of politics, you see a little bit of nature. So it really is a giant expanse of multiple conversations. And because it's in this large room and spread out the way it is, each section really has its own personality and its own story, right? So walking in at first, you sort of say, oh, where is everything? And then you come in and you start to really see some of it and understand that there is a story, but what is the story? You know, why is there a fox and a wolf over there with a hand coming out of a piece of wood and a lamb and then rifles? And so you really have to come through and put everything together. So is that talking about Vietnam? Is it talking about nature? Is it talking about, you know, why is there a British flag there? So what exactly is it saying? And that's what the artists really want you to do. Walk in, notice all of these little details, and create your own story,
because
narrative.
Because the term fetishismus isn't well known to be...
No. And I asked him, I said, are you talking about the Marxist idea? And he said, well, that's where I got the title. And titles don't always signify exactly what the story is or the theme of an exhibit, right? So again, that's hats off to Jamie. People need to look that up and now see what that means. He did not define it for anyone. So the part of this whole show that's so magnificent is the fact that he makes you come in here and research or look into what you think something might or might not be. He did not go into particulars with me for this show. So this show is different than most shows because Jamie was a Fence Award winner. Fence is our membership show. And so he was the best in show in 2019. And so he would have had a show in 2020. The artists get an opportunity to curate their own show or get help from me to curate a show. Jamie had a show in mind already. So this is one of those situations where I said, I know Jamie can do this. I've seen his work in the past. I'm going to wait and see what he shows me. And, you know, not too long after that, we had gone into a quarantine and had all these guidelines about not being able to talk or see each other. And then this got pushed back and pushed back. And he said, no, we're good. Just tell me when. And so I think he's been waiting to show this. With all of everything that's going on, his work is really, it really connects to any time period or era, depending on what political, social, or environmental factors are happening, because unfortunately they're sort of repeating themselves. or they are repeating themselves. So you can see whatever portion of that in his work. And so normally we have the show in the Wallace and Foyer, which is the smaller gallery, but his work I knew was more sculptural in nature and needed the expanse. So I trusted Jamie to come in here and tell me what he wanted to share. I asked him if he wanted to do an artist talk and if he wanted to talk to the community about what it meant. And he said, I want people to make their own judgment, so I'd rather not. Thank you for asking, though. And that's what we have. So there's a little bit of understanding, misunderstanding, your own representation or description of what things could be or mean. Yeah, it's a great show. I love this. I love that the idea that you can come in and be like, what is going on? But not to a point where you feel like you can't connect with the work, because there are very, very realistic characteristics and things that are identifiable. But you have to make your own judgment on why there is a gold-plated lamb or sitting next to trumpets and a chessboard.
Right. I mean, I was expecting coming in that it was going to be materialism overtaking the environment, but now here, I'm not quite sure that that's, it might be the other way around.
Well, I definitely think that it can go both ways. And the environment definitely is not, the environment is really just the platform in this sense. Art and the relationship between art, social and political, and just personal environmental ideas is really what's being showcased. Not for art's sake, but for, I think, justification of what's going on in our world. Which art does, you know, art does do that, but.
Yeah, it's a strong commentary on what happens in the world. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the materials that Jamie is using. I mean, it's quite a variety of materials, mm-hmm. but also because it's environmentally themed, I'm wondering about the environmental impact of his materials.
Well, I've never asked him. I've asked him why he uses the materials he does. One of the quickest and most obvious answers for him is that he can take it all apart very easily and store it easily. It's easily shippable. If something breaks, it's very easy to fix because of the materials, because it's styrofoams and foams and those type of materials. So there are a lot of plastics and glues. And so yes, on an environmental sense, maybe he could have used a different product, but maybe that's also talking about how, you know, we can reuse these things in a different sense, or that, you know, accessibility is kind of unfortunately winning over what he may want to use as a resource for these, as a medium. But I did ask him, and he said it really, it's because it's so easy. It's so easy for me to create these, to store them. I don't have a large studio like most artists don't have. I don't have a lot of storage. And this I can easily put together and take apart and be able to share more easily with others.
The show opened on March 5th, before they were able to open the full building, and is viewable to the public until April 16th. More information on the Arts Center of the Capital Region can be found online at artscenteronline.org.
The Arts Center is here for everyone to come in and join in all of the different resources we have in the building. But I just want to say that I hope that anyone who's walking by this building feels comfortable to come in, because every exhibit that we have is open to conversation. And anybody who needs or wants to have a conversation with me about the work, I'm happy to speak to anyone about it. And most of the artists that are here are happy to speak to you as well. I just want people to feel comfortable in what we're doing here and understand that we are trying our best to create a platform for everyone. And please, you know, reach out to us at our Arts Center website if you're interested in doing something further. But I really just want people to feel comfortable. I want them to realize that this is their gallery as well. It's a community center, so we want people to come here and enjoy the art.